All right, we got the lovely Miss R with us today. What's up, girl?
Nothing.
All right, so subject today, you ready?
Drum roll.
Riders.
Riders, R-I-D-E-R?
Yeah, okay. Exactly, like a passenger. Passenger in a big rig.
Okay.
I wanted to, you know, speak on this. A lot of people have talked to me about it, you know, advantages, disadvantages, the whole nine yards. I thought maybe, hey, well, let's do a podcast about it. You know, one of the things that we do here at Talk CDL is we try to save all of our language for here.
Well, I mean, it's all good language.
Okay. So, and here's the other thing I wanted. This is the last podcast of the year. This is actually going to be the one that we dub for tomorrow. This is actually being made the night before. Usually they're made in advance. So the people that are going to be hearing this podcast are going to hear what was recorded just only the day before.
Hours beforehand.
But the reason I'm doing it is because I wanted you and I to be on, and I thought I would cut Johnny Acid out this week on purpose.
Okay, I have no complaints there.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, so riders, you know, drivers, obviously, you know, some take pets. A lot of them take their wives, their girlfriend, or their buddies, their brothers. Heck, I've even seen a guy, believe it or not, take his mother.
Ooh.
It was kind of odd. He was, he took, you know, it was almost like a Norman Bates thing. He took mother.
Mother
went with him. But I'm serious. Like, she had been with him 5 years on the road. It was no joke. It was like, I used to work for this company up in Franklin, Mass. What were they called? Do you remember that company? Regency. And we hired a driver. And when he came on, mother had to be there because mother had been with him for 5 years.
You know, I guess I would say I can understand that to a point, like if mom was dying of like cancer or only had so many years to live or something to that effect, and she never did anything but take care of the kids. I could see a driver wanting to take his mom out at least to see.
Norman, you're so dirty.
You're
no, I'm just kidding. But I'm serious. That's what it was really like. It was kind of an odd situation. But hey, to each is his own. That's what the guy said when he licked the cow's butt. Everybody has their own taste. But now check this out. What I wanted to talk about was, what are the advantages? What are the disadvantages of having a rider? Now, obviously, if you're a husband and you take your wife with you, obviously you have a companion on the road, which is a big plus. You were on the road with me for a while, and it is
2 years.
It's a big plus. You know, it's got its ups and downs. We'll talk about all of it, but obviously, a companion, you know, obviously will help you stay awake. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Help you read a map.
Right.
Help you look for directions.
Clean your truck.
And that was a real good thing. You know, having the maid. You know,
logs. when they had paper logs. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a great. Be honest with you, to me, and I understand why a lot of drivers, they want to have their I was going to say old ladies with them, but they're going to have their wives. And I've seen women truckers that, you know, their husband isn't really a driver and he goes on the road with her. And there's, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. Do you?
No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, could be a reason
Alice.
Why.
Alice. Anyways, go ahead.
What's it?
You're seeing his split personalities here. I see.
No, I was just commenting, you know, guys that go as the rider, you know, just, you know, it's there's nothing wrong with that.
He might be Alice. Disabled.
And, well, yeah, well, there's.
And he's going with because he's keeping his wife company because that's what she would like to do.
Well, I wouldn't make fun of a disabled anybody, but, you know, other than that.
That might be why. Maybe it has nothing to do with the fact that he's just a little gender curious.
Gender curious. Whoa. Look, I wouldn't make fun of anybody if they're handicapped, but anybody else, the all bets are off. You're getting made fun of. But yeah, so, you know, it's a great thing to have your spouse or your girlfriend. I tell you, honestly, if we're being honest, you know, the companionship is great. You know, a couple times a week, you got your companion with you, if you know what I mean. You got your companion with you. So yeah,
if the trucks are rocking.
Yeah, they don't come a knocking. But and you know who knows that she could be just cleaning and it looks that way too. So you just don't know what's going on. And you know what else? I tell you another advantage too. You know, a rider with you, whether she's female or you know you're a female that has a male with you. Another advantage is it's safer.
Security.
Yeah. You know, they always say you're safer in numbers. People are less likely to attack somebody, even if it's just because there's a witness there.
Right.
So, you know, that's another big, big, big advantage if you have her with you or him with you. How about disadvantages?
No quiet time.
And now there's one I didn't think of. No quiet time. You really, well, I mean, if you've got somebody that's quiet, you know, unlike you had with me, you're right.
No, no,
yeah.
No,
with,
no, no, no.
When you're with me, there's no quiet time. I get
no,
that.
No, there is 24-hour noise.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the go. I mean, I ain't going to deny that, but you know, there's probably a lot of drivers out there that are mellow and their old ladies or where their wife is mellow and they, you know, have some quiet time in that truck.
That's companionable quietness.
But you're right. That's definitely a disadvantage. There's no finding my space. You know what I mean? Unless you jump in the trailer. You know what I mean? Here's one I was thinking of. Here's a real big disadvantage. You obviously, when you're on the road, you're going to have fights and arguments. I mean, honestly, that would be kind of weird if you never had an argument on the road. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
I mean, because you and I, we've had our arguments. Would you not agree?
I agree.
And, you know, of course, you know, when you would start an argument with me, you know...
I heard what when I would start an argument with you.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm sure I've started one already, but what I'm
started one of a thousand,
right? Well,
and one
exactly
what that infinite number.
No, but what I'm getting at is there's nowhere to go, you know what I mean? Like, you have no place to run to.
Yeah, that curtain only can close so much out,
right? If what you know, the truck, and I've often said this in on other podcasts. A big truck, a condo that's got like a 72 to, if you got a classic, an 84-inch sleeper. But, you know, most of them are 72 to 76-inch sleepers. You know, they're pretty good size. But when you have somebody else in that truck with you, that truck becomes very small,
yeah,
very
it's half
fast.
Half the size because someone else is taking half the space. Do they even make double bunks anymore?
Oh, of course. Yeah, they do. But obviously, you're not going to want to ride up there. And if you're fighting, you could, you know, if you have a double bunk, you know, there's an advantage. You can use the other bunk, you know. But for the most part, most trucks don't have the double bunks, but some do, yes. But so it's a disadvantage. You get into a fight, where do you go? You know, and then here's the other thing. You're at a truck stop. You get into a fight. She walks in. You're going to follow her. You know, obviously you don't, you know, anything can happen. So it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing if you're out there and you argue a lot at home. You might think twice about taking her on the road.
Well, that might make the relationship better by having, you know, having that separation for a little bit of why he's out the road and she's at home. The only problem is if there's a lot of arguing, then there's going to be a lot of speculations going on. When
do you remember there were Talk CDL covered a story about a year ago? There was a driver, a young couple, they were in Florida and they were fighting. And I guess when he slowed down, she jumped out and he ended up running her over, not on purpose, but she jumped out and got sucked underneath the tandem. And I think she was killed. Do you remember that? I have to look that up.
Actually, I don't.
Yeah, it happened. And I think they were looking at him like, did he push her out? You know what I mean? Because, you know, she jumped out and got run over. It was kind of weird, but... anyways, that's legit. That really did happen, and it was right here in Florida. Wait, so I'm getting stared at here. We're supposed to be talking.
I'm just trying to see if your wheels are turning.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean, that's you know, that's a disadvantage. You know, you're out there on the road, you get into a fight, and you make a dumb decision. You know, I'll tell you what. We've seen cases where a woman and a man, they're out on the road. You know, and if you got a hot temper and you make a quick decision, next thing you know, you walk into a truck stop and you get into a truck with somebody else and you're going down the road. And boy, what a conflict that can be, especially if you're married.
Yeah, I'm still kind of stunned of that. I mean, I know people done that, but I guess I never really thought too heavily on it till just this second.
Well, I'm telling you, being in close quarters like that, I'm sure that, like you said, I mean, I believe that it can make you closer. You know what I mean? You could learn to tolerate better. But I also believe it could maybe drive a wedge in there because of, like you said, there's no space. You don't have your space, you know. So you almost got to go into a rider program. A lot of drivers don't think about this, but you almost have to be mentally prepared. Be on the road with your significant other.
I think that, you know how, I know your drivers wouldn't really think of this, but there's like things that you can do. I know Pinterest is really awesome for little ideas and stuff, but like for relationships and for like kids stuff, they'll come up with little, like in a mason jar, you write little things on popsicle sticks and you're supposed to pull them out. And that would be like the date day type of ideas or kids chores. That's what you're supposed to do, is like, you know, different things. Maybe if you think of the opposites and if you're arguing, on the popsicle sticks or something to that effect, you write everything that you like about your spouse, every single thing. And then when you're in an argument, you pull that popsicle stick out and it would say like his smile, because that's one of the things that I fell in love with you, is his smile. So, I mean, there's like different things that you could do and it might help.
I can see truckers right now laughing.
I know they are, aren't they?
I can't even believe that you're suggesting that to truckers. I mean,
if it's a spouse, we have women that listen to this. They can come up and they'd say, honey, that's a great idea. Let's do that. You never know. And if you do that, write a little note and say that, hey, we did that just so that Troy can know that I'm not the total stupid one right now.
Okay. But here, I mean, look, I'm not denying that, you know, you really got to plan things for being together out there. And one thing that I would suggest is every week you got your break, your 34-hour reset. I say no matter what, make a pact that no matter what, when that comes, it's our time. You know what I mean? You get a figure day, get your laundry and stuff done for the day, for the week, get your chores done, and then just plan a night out. I mean, literally, go to dinner at a truck stop, catch an Uber into a town, see a show, see a sports game, something. What do you think?
That'd be good.
I mean, I'm just saying, because you're out there on the road, you're in that cabin. I'll tell you something else, Ruthann. Once a month at least, if you're going to live on the road, if you're a couple that goes out, because some couples, Ruthann, will go out there and they'll use that as an advantage to really not have a place to live.
No, they save it up, say all the expenses up for retirement.
How many drivers have we met that really their address is really 1-800 Peterbilt, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or not 1-800, but like Peterbilt Avenue, because right. They live in the truck.
Right.
Well, you almost have to treat that situation, especially if you have someone with you, because let's face it, especially guys, we got to really face one thing. Women are built different, and you put them in that cabin too long, I believe, put me in a cabin too long even, without some kind of recreation, I'm going to go nuts. Wouldn't you, Ruthann?
I think I did a little bit better with some of that because I could sit and read and do puzzles and do certain things, but I'm not as active as in the sense where I don't have a bee up my butt where I'm constantly moving like you are. So I think I probably could get a better, you know, but you still got to get out. I mean, you still have to do that. So maybe even once a month you do something to the effect of like staying in a hotel room and just stretching out in a bed.
Yeah, well, that was going to actually be my suggestion right there. At least once a month, take an Uber, rent a car. You know, especially if you're one of those couples that does not have a place. Once a month, get yourself a room. Like the old saying says, get a room. And I mean it. Go do something. Forget about trucking and just go enjoy each other. Because obviously you brought her out there for companionship, or you brought him out there for companionship. And it's almost like you get wound real tight. You need to decompress. You need to get to a point where, hey, guess what? We've been out of the truck a couple days. I feel so great. We've seen the Grand Canyon or the Statue of Liberty or whatever. We made love all weekend and had a great time dancing and weren't even around the truck. Now we're heading back to the truck and all refreshed. Guess what? The next couple days are going to be nice.
I agree. Yeah, it will be nice. I mean, that kind of stuff you don't think about as much, but it is. It's not just, it's good for your body.
Yeah. And you know, you and I, we're foodies. We like to go out and eat at nice, you know, like a Carrabba's or, you know, something with a little atmosphere, or a nice diner, or a nice restaurant, you know, just something to unwind. And I'll tell you something else. If you're near a beach, plan that too. Take yourself and get an Uber and go get a hotel on the beach. Even if it's cold out, get a beach room and sit on the balcony and have a little champagne with your old lady, your wife. I keep calling her an old lady. And just literally enjoy. I'm telling you, you have no idea. A lot of people are going, well, you know, now I got to spend a couple hundred dollars for that weekend. Trust me, that couple hundred dollars or whatever you're spending for the weekend it's an investment in your relationship. I'm going to tell you that right now, because that cabin will screw you up. Go ahead, Ruthann.
It will. I mean, it'll drain the life out of you, because what happens is you're like a caged animal in a matter of speaking. You're not stretching out.
No, I'm kidding. So, hey, here, listen, Ruthann, I want to add something here. Some of the negatives that I see with having your wife or your girlfriend with you. And this is not a joke. While you're in the truck, she's going into the truck stop. She's always getting hit on. That's a disadvantage to a guy. I'm just saying, that's just me. Maybe I'm the only guy that thinks that way, but I doubt it. Okay. Something else. Let me ask a question. A couple times you were walking in or whatever, right? I believe some women, they get mistaken for like a lot lizard. I'm not saying you look like a lot lizard. I'm just saying, you know, you're walking in and next thing you know, guys are making stupid comments. It's easy to get into an argument when you got your wife with you, especially some, you know, you get some guys getting on that CB, start making comments. Next thing you know, you want to defend her honor. Boom, boom, boom. You could be in a fight. What do you think?
I think it can happen if you have a silly, hot-headed spouse.
I'm not going to deny me. I would be that guy. I literally, and I have been that guy.
But there's also, you got to look at the other thing. Would you rather them there in the truck, defending their honor, as you just said, as they're walking into the truck stop to go into the bathroom or to grab food or something? Or would you rather be wondering what they're doing at home without you there?
Oh, no, I'm all for having the my woman with me out on the road. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. I mean, look, what's funny is I was in a conversation with a truck driver earlier today, and he was telling me he's been a local driver for like 7 years, and he's looking to go out on the road. And we were talking, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know if my old lady will let me go out there. He goes, maybe I'll just have to leave her. I said, shoot, man, just take her with you. He goes, hell no. So, I mean, there's some guys out there that are like, there is no way I'm ever going to take my wife with me. But, you know, to each his own. Some people get along better apart. Some people get along better when they're, like you said, not having to worry about the other person at home. Because let's be honest, that's one of the advantages to having your old lady wife with you is the fact that, you know, she ain't at home screwing the UPS guy or the milkman or whoever else visits the house.
Pool boy.
the pool boy. Boy, oh boy,
oh boy. I got my pool boy.
I'll be questioning her later.
You know who my pool boy is.
That's me. I am the pool guy. So here's something else I wanted to mention. One of the negatives about having, did you just yawn? Did you just yawn on the pod? You know, there's no yawning on the pod. What are you doing, man? Chick. Hey, listen, so check this out. One of the disadvantages, one of the negative things about having somebody out with you, if you're not getting along, it can affect the driver's performance.
Sorry, I'm erasing that.
Yeah, not that performance, Ruthann. You are a dirty-minded young lady. No, I'm talking about his performance on the road.
Well, it's not just that. You're distracted, so you're not you're aggressively driving, period, because you've got a lot of anger running through you, so you're driving aggressively.
Exactly.
And then if you're going in to deal with the customers, then you're going to be snapping at them at every turn that you can make, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know if it goes that far, but I just know that it's not good when you're out there fighting. Now, what's one of the advantages, one of the positive advantages? It affects your performance.
You're happier.
Exactly. It'll affect it in a more positive way to where, you know, you're just enjoying, you don't want to go home or you don't want to get out of the truck. You're just enjoying it. So it really is essential it's really important that get along out there. And that's why we're just making little suggestions on take a little time off while you're out there. Ruthann got the popsicle stick thing going on, you guys, whatever.
Well, and here's the thing. You got to have some conversations. Think of some stuff that you can have some good conversations on. Whatever's going in today on the big news or, you know, and it don't have to be just United States news. It could be news across the whole world. It could be anything like that. Common interest. It could, you know, if you're going to a specific city, you can pull up the history on that city and discuss it. I mean, there's things that you can do to kind of make the trip a little bit less boring, a little bit more interesting on both of you.
You know what else I would also suggest if you're going to be out there, without coming home, get her CDL, man. A team is, that's all one paycheck in one household. You guys can retire earlier. I mean, it's just a suggestion. I know a lot of drivers are saying, oh no, my wife would never drive. Guess what? Ruthann's like 5'1", 120 pounds. And guess what? She drove a tractor trailer. No problemo. And
I had trouble backing up.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you still drove real good. But anyway, so look, that's really what I wanted to end the year with, you know, with Ruthann on the pod here. And we want everybody to make sure they have a safe and happy new year. coming up on Sunday night is New Year's, Ruth Ann. You know, we want to thank everybody for, you know, following us on Facebook is almost 300,000. And all you people out there, and we usually mention this on the live feeds, but I'm going to mention it here at the end of this pod. Keep sending us your videos and your suggestions. We really appreciate it. Love the mail we get. Awesome. You guys are guys and gals are all awesome out there. That's part of Talk CDL. And for all you drivers that want to be interviewed, and we just interviewed a guy that had actually killed somebody with his rig accidentally. And that's going to be coming up here in the near future. But anybody that's got an interesting story, or you just want to tell us a little bit about what you do. If you're in Florida, especially an interview in our studio is great. But if you're on I-75 somewhere in Florida, let us know. We can bring our mobile pod set up and we can interview you right there in your truck. Ruth Ann, what about you? You have any suggestions for our beautiful audience?
Yeah, if there's something that's been really working well for you as a team in the truck, maybe not specifically driving, but you know, as a rider, if there's something really great, share it so that in case someone that's not having the greatest of times out there, they can actually maybe try and use it. So, you know, if there's, I know my popsicle stick idea might not have been the greatest for everybody, but
I'm sure there's somebody out there. Maybe the guy that goes with his wife. I don't know what, but I'm just kidding. And if you're a guy listening to this and you go with your wife, we're just having fun. Honestly, we don't really care if you drive or not. So anyways, what do you think, Ruthann? Should we wrap this thing up?
Thank you for another great year, everyone.
Yeah, Talk CDL, our second anniversary, and we made it 2 years. Praise the Lord. Talk CDL out.
Peace.